Hey Kit, how you doing?
All right, mate, how are you?
Very good.
Yeah, it's Parvinder there.
Hello, mate, how you doing?
Parvinder.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Nice to have you on.
Thanks,
Derby,
mate.
Derby County fan, Davey's allowed in.
I'm allowed in.
Derby County. Where are you from, that area? That's where my wife's from.
I am from Barbados, yeah.
Barbados?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Derby? I only know about two places, but my wife's from one of them. So.
Okay, I grew up in the inner city, so a place called Normandy.
She's sort of slightly near Matlock, or she was.
Okay, that's a much nicer place. And then I moved to a place called Littleover.
Sounds pleasant.
So you know the drill then, Kit?
I do know the drill. I've listened to a few. It's been nice to hear some voices. I've just finished Methold's one, which was nice to hear her voice.
She was at Wieden Kennedy, wasn't she? Was that when she you was were there?
She was at Wieden's, but I actually spent time with her at Lucky Generals because I was there with DBT at the start, and she came in with her sort of production vibe and kind of filled in that gap for a while, and we made some fun stuff. Yeah, it was good. We went to LA together.
I used to work with her at Liga. She was nice.
So, Kit, let's kick off. Are you working at the moment?
Yes, I've been quite lucky in that I took a sabbatical, slightly longer than I was expecting due to the pandemic. But yeah, I'm doing bits slightly different, some stuff kind of what you'd expect. But I've been working with a guy called Simon Beckerman, who is the founder of Depop, which is what sort of kids buy and sell off his site.
Yeah, my son's on that all the time. What do you mean you're working with him? Working, doing ads for his company or sitting in a room?
To cut a long story short, I kind of been interested in doing some other stuff outside of creative directing and the like, and I've had a relationship with him for a long time, and he sort of stepped back from Depop a little bit. I've been sort of working with him creatively on his next project, which has been really interesting. So kind of learning the ins and outs of the world of apps and entrepreneurs and VCs, which is quite a murky world in one way, but really exciting in the other. So that's been kind of eye-opening and something I've been keen to do, just to try a few different things using the skill sets we have. And at the minute, I've just been working with Rattling Stick on a little something, kind of still doing bits and bobs and having a few conversations, which have gone a bit quiet due to, you know, the obvious. But no, it's been a real huge privilege for me to take almost a year off, which
amazing. That's good that they let you do that.
I'll get back onto it soon, I'm sure.
Right, okay. Let's start giving you the crap questions then, shall we, Kit?
You can give me the crap questions, absolutely.
Should we start with, when was the last time you used cash?
Last time I used cash? Am I allowed to say it was given to me? Or is that still...
No, you've got to have carried it and handed it over yourself.
Okay, because I get paid cash by the lady at the top of the road who I do the shopping. So the cash is in our world, but in the other way around.
I guess we could take that.
Yeah, you can take that. I bought some wood with cash recently on the black market.
Were you wearing gloves when you handled that cash?
Was I wearing gloves? No. But the other person was.
So where do you live? Are you South London or out in the sticks? Because the non-glove wearers seem to be where Parv lives, or South London.
I am in a little village called Royden, but I did move here from London, Brixton.
Okay. So are you in the sticks and South London?
I'm in the sticks and moved from Brixton 2.5 years ago. So kind of jumped.
Yeah, we're getting to recognise you non-glove and mask wearers.
I do wear gloves and masks now. It was that cash was at the very start of it. It's that long ago since I've
used. What did you use the wood for, just out of interest, being nosy?
Oh, a lot of stuff. So I built some raised planters. Yeah. I built my sister a desk and bench because I saw her working off an ironing board. I built interior of a greenhouse. I've made sort of 7 pallets go extremely far.
7 pallets?
7 pallets.
Yeah. I got 7 pallets in the back of an estate. It was quite a Tetris sort of thing, actually. It worked quite well. But yeah, 7 pallets. Because B&Q was shut.
So you bought this wood on the black market then somewhere?
Well, it's like the hardest thing to get in lockdown.
Is it like a wood dealer or something?
No, you know what it was? I had to go lateral. I found the only thing that was open randomly, I thought at the time, and then it transpired why, was a company that built warehouses. And because they build sort of warehouses, they have a lot of pallets. And I went over and bought some secondhand pallets, 10 a week, so 60 quid. And I asked them on the way out why they were open. And they said they'd just been in London and they'd been fitting out a warehouse, which was for dead bodies next to a new hospital that was being built. Wow. So I was like, right, okay. Sort of walked backwards, got in the car and drove off. But yeah, that sort of brought things home pretty early doors, really.
When was the last time you wore trousers with a button?
Real trousers? The day before lockdown. I went to my cousin's wedding on my kitchen table because...
So it's been loungewear throughout? Or
it's
shorts?
Been pretty loungewear throughout, yeah. I actually got dressed in a suit and walked downstairs to a wedding on our kitchen table because we couldn't go... He got married by a registry office the day before lockdown. So we kind of zoomed in, basically. Kind of weird, but also very nice. We're almost late as well, Parv. classic Indian, even though the wedding was in our kitchen.
Well, you were late?
Nearly.
You were late getting to your kitchen from your bedroom?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think an Indian has ever been on time for a wedding. As far
really? Is that an Indian trait? Why is that?
They're just generally late for everything.
Really? Why is that? Why would that be?
I don't know. It is an Indian trait to be late for everything.
It's sort of normally when we go to weddings, it's like my dad's looking for his keys, there's a window left open, we take a wrong turning, you know, it's just a natural thing. Can't get parking. Parv, you'll know about parking in Indian weddings.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, actually, because the thing is, on the invitation, it always says 9 o'clock. That means you need to be there at 11.
Yeah.
Really? So they're long as well.
Yeah, they're long. I mean, they take half a day, don't they, normally? The actual ceremony normally takes half a day, and then
Then you've got to eat, which takes another half a day.
So the wedding was in the kitchen then, was it?
As in, like, because we were on Zoom.
Okay.
So you had to get dressed up, come down to watch Zoom.
Yeah, so it did.
You were late for that.
Yeah, did the newsreader thing. The missus was trying to put shoes on. I was like, they're not going to see them, don't worry about it. But that was kind of important to her. But no, it was a bit weird, but it was fun to sort of at least see him. And we had a great view because we had the point of view of the registrar.
Did you have a few drinks at this wedding then?
Yeah, we had a few drinks.
You're answering our question that we haven't asked you, sir.
All right, sorry.
Are you drinking more or less alcohol then?
Probably, I don't drink too much anyway, but definitely a little bit more, but just a few beers, nothing. I know that there's people smashing bottles of wine and stuff. Have you been on the whiskies, Bob?
No, I wish.
He's getting John Hegarty's wine.
Yeah, I've been on John Hegarty's wine.
Is that after he came on?
Do you want to give it a review on air, Parv, or do you want to keep that?
Actually, you know what? I had a bottle of it the other day. It's lovely. It's really nice.
I can
recommend it. It might take 3 months to turn up, but when it does eventually get here, one bottle short, like Dave's one, it's really nice.
All right, well, there you go. Maybe I'll try that.
Dave, get your sourdough question in.
I'll get my sourdough. I know it's going nowhere. This. So, Kit, how much sourdough have you baked in this period of the last 3 or 4 months?
Very little. The missus is
less than 10 loaves, I'm guessing.
Yeah, less than 10 loaves. The missus is gluten and wheat free and doesn't eat fish. And so it's a bit of a nightmare in our house, a little bit. I was going to recommend a cookbook. Hold on, let me get it.
Go on.
Which is called The Green Roasting Tin. And basically, anybody can look like they can cook because you just basically chuck a load of stuff into a roasting tin at different points and roast it. And it comes out looking like, you're lucky, you've got the right tray. It looks like something from the Sunday Times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. So it's by Rukumi IR. I'm probably saying that totally wrong. But if you put the Green Roasting Tin cookbook into Google, it's been pretty good. So I all of a sudden feel like I'm a little bit better at cooking now than I was maybe 2 months ago. But no sourdough, to answer your question.
No. Heartbreak. In the next pandemic, you can take one DVD into it to watch. That's all you can watch. What would it be?
That is quite a tough one. I watched one of my favourite films again. It was VHS, but I could take it on DVD, which is Lehane. I don't know if you guys have watched that. It's a mid-90s film. So, yeah, Lehane, it's sort of...
Is that the one about the war in Israel?
No, it's set in sort of the estates of Paris, and it's about race, it's about life. It's quite relevant to what's going on now. Lehane, I would take, and I recommend anybody who hasn't seen it to watch it, including you, Dave.
Okay, cool. How are you spelling Hane?
H-A-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what about an album to go with that?
Well, obviously it can be a different tone of album, I think. I've been listening to a lot of Brazilian music recently. I've always liked it, but I've kind of got into it a bit more during the lockdown. And if anybody ever wants to sort of have a good intro to that, there's an album by Bobby Brazil called Amazonica, which is great. But if I were to go for a classic, the greatest hits of Simon and Art Garfunkel, which is what I grew up on.
Is it weird you should say that? Because my mum just had one album in her car for about 8 years, and that was that album.
She's got great taste. What was the car?
If I ever went in that car, it would be that album wherever we went.
More importantly, what was the car?
It was a Renault 5.
Ah, nippy.
Do you remember those?
I do remember those, yes.
From the old black and white books that you might have seen lying around?
Yeah.
I like cars, so I know exactly what that is.
Yeah. Half.
Right, so have you developed any new skills then, Kit, while you've been off?
Yeah, woodwork, obviously. I think it's probably the big one. Just started making stuff. Kind of what I wanted to do by taking some time off was creatively to sort of have full control of something and see a problem, solve it creatively, make something with my hands. It's been really rewarding. So the last thing I made was a proper workbench for my dad's 70th birthday, and that was great. So, and he's just shocked I can do it all. So I think I started on my 40th birthday, so pretty much literally turning a corner into becoming an old man. Yeah, spending a lot of time in the sheds and making stuff out of wood, which has been great and very rewarding.
Aside from the skills, what have you learnt about yourself in this period of lockdown?
It's been interesting because my lockdown probably started a bit earlier in that in taking a sabbatical, I spent a bit more time at home and everybody sort of joined me in it. I don't know. I think it's been good to sort of step back. I've been working for sort of 20 years in advertising. I know there's plenty of people work for a lot longer, but it was kind of just to get off the merry-go-round and sort of observe the world again and get... I felt I lost a bit of my naivety and I wanted to get a bit of that back and make it feel like everything didn't feel like a little bit uphill creatively, just because of the time pressures we all face now. And I'm sure you've had lots of people saying the same thing. It's kind of, it's still great, but it can feel a bit hard work. So I just taking a break from that, I just feel really privileged to be able to do that and sort of refresh myself and try different things. We bought a house 2 and a bit years ago in the countryside and it's been great, but it just needed finishing off. So kind of just while doing mindless stuff, like painting 100 metres of fencing and just listening to Desert Island Discs while I do it, just sort of lose myself in other people and other things that I don't normally have time to do, and then that leading to ideas and stuff that helps the work I'm doing. So at least that classic irony of being, for me and I imagine for a lot of people, the less I think, the more creative the work is.
Have you seen more environmental changes out where you are, you know, in terms of bluer skies, more animals, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I just think the animals got really confident really quickly, especially around here. Huge amount of bird song, which there was a bit before, but I don't know whether it just feels I'm noticing it more, I'm more aware of it, but way more bird song, I'd say. Unfortunately, we're having loads more birds fly into windows. So we've had, I would say during lockdown, about 6 or 7 birds knock themselves out and about half of them kill themselves.
I wonder why that would be.
No idea. We've got a lot of glass in the house, but yeah, so this amazing parakeet killed itself. And what we normally do is pick it up, kind of put it under a bush in case it's stunned itself and sort of comes round and flies off. About half of them have flown off, half of them we kind of have to politely dispose of. Definitely less planes. I mean, we're sort of on a flight path to Stansted, so that's kind of noticeable. But yeah, more confident animals is probably what I've noticed.
Yeah, interesting. It occurs to me, Pav, we're going to have to start asking the question soon. Have you noticed any deterioration in the environment?
The other way around.
Everyone is starting to go back on the roads and planes are...
It's actually the other way around now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Dave, last question.
Have you seen any marketing that you've liked? It sounds so dry to say marketing. I'm trying to open it up to not just an ad or not just something on TV, but just something, communication, let's call it.
Yeah.
A bit wider.
It's that classic thing. I don't watch a lot of ads. I don't know. I mean, it's hard not to say Black Lives Matters and that kind of, I'm loving some of the placards I've seen on some of the marketing, if that can count.
A placard. I've seen a few lately that have been great.
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
I just love the creativity around what's
the street's
going on.
Good, isn't it, in Washington with those enormous yellow letters.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
They're doing in Fifth Avenue, they're doing it. So there was the Better Jeans one. Did you see that going around?
No, what was that?
The White Power guys with their sign saying something like, we're smarter and we have better jeans, more superior jeans. And they'd spelt jeans like, you know.
Like a pair of jeans.
There was a picture of a black girl laughing her head off at the sign.
There's one that does kind of come to mind. It's not the best one I've seen, but it was just very, very blatant. And it was racism, small dick energy, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah. But no, I can't. There's been so many, some kids have had some brilliant ones as well, if I can remember them. But there's something about a kid holding a really clever sign up, quite warming. Other than that, just been watching kind of what everybody else has been watching. The Worlds of the Last Dance and Tiger King and all of that. Have you watched McMillions?
Watched half of that, yeah. It's a strange thing.
I couldn't get into it. I don't know whether I didn't.
He stuck with it because of that FBI agent who I just couldn't believe was an FBI agent, Doug Matthews. It's like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, it is. It's something slightly feels not true. It is like a sort of spoof, isn't it? It's a bit weird. I did watch about 3 and I quite liked it, but it almost doesn't feel believable.
Not really. But then it was one of the producers was Mark Wahlberg. So I don't know what you take from that.
Who owns a burger chain, Wahlburgers. Yeah.
Warburgs. I did not know that. Generally, as far as media stuff, I don't know. It's been that weird thing of kind of disengaging with stuff while engaging with it in the right way. So I kind of read The Economist every morning, there's some morning briefing. Otherwise, I get a bit pissed off with it all.
Yeah.
Great. Brilliant. Excellent.
All right. Thank you, mate. Thanks, Kit. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
I did have one question for Parv, actually.
Go on.
Which is, what's the last thing your mum made you and sent over?
Actually, she's quite good. She sent me a lamb curry with rice and
chipotle. Sent you a lamb curry, really?
Yeah, with chipotles and rice. And there was a carrot curry as well in there. So, yeah, she's been quite good. They're coming around now. But what they were doing was she'd send my dad, and my dad would leave it outside the front door and drive off. So,
yeah. How far away are they, Puff?
They're about 15 minutes away. So that,
my
dad just shout, take away, and then walk off, basically.
Excellent.
Right, excellent. Cheers, Kit.
All right, matey. Take care.
All the best. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Thanks, Kit.
Bye.